California is getting quite a Christmas present this year. Lots of heavy rain around the state, especially in the northern third. The good news is the area around Lake Shasta has received almost twice the normal amount of rainfall so far this year, and the streams and rivers are full, pouring water into Lake Shasta, which is a major water source for the California State Water Project. And that's drinking water for Southern California and irrigation water for the Central Valley. But the bad news is, the lake hasn't been filling up as it should. Yes, water's pouring in, but it's pouring out at a fantastic rate, and not to irrigate land, but to keep the fish healthy. Even though the water level at Lake Shasta is about 23 feet lower than at this time last year, and it was bad then, and even though the water reserves are dangerously low around the state, the fish still have the priority. The dam has to release water to prevent recently laid salmon eggs from dying. To me, this serves as a reminder that we can't get complacent, no matter how much water we get this year. Right now, there is momentum to develop water projects, such as Temperance Flat Dam and fast-tracking more desalination plants on the coast, which will improve our overall water picture. But there is also opposition to those projects, and the drought isn't going to go away no matter how wet we get this winter. But it will fall off the front page. And when that happens, it's no longer top of mind with our politicians and bureaucrats. It's possible they will move on to other things, perhaps listen to that opposition, and we won't get those projects done before the next drought. And this is California. We will have another drought. So let's resolve, even if we have to use rowboats to get around this spring, we're going to keep our politicians on point to build more dams and infrastructure, keep California growing. I'm Len Wilcox, that's the Western View from AgNet West.